Imagine that a heinous crime is committed in your area, and you're wrongfully arrested for it. No evidence is found, and no bail is given, and all you're left with is a 10-year sentencing to the highest security prison in the country. Who would you turn into? Jamal, a 23-year-old young man, found himself tangled in a similar situation, but before we tell you how he got out of it, let's hear how he ended up there in the first place. Jamal was born and raised in Brixton, South London, also known as Little Jamaica, as it houses the largest Jamaican expatriate communities, one of which was Jamal's family too. Shortly after they moved to Loughborough, England, which is highlighted as the biggest town in his county, Jamal's mother enrolled him into a local primary school, and life became a roller coaster of exes for him from here onwards. He was a naughty little kid and was often found fighting with his classmates. Warnings were issued one after another, but they had no effect on him, so Jamal was kicked out of school, and the same sequence was repeated for three more elementary school until he finally reached secondary school, popularly known as high school. One would think Jamal finally learned his lesson, but secondary school was no different. He sat with the big guys in school, the angry ones, and would get into fights every day. Sometimes they got so bad, police were involved. Then he got expelled, not from one or two, but four secondary schools. It wasn't that Jamal was a dull student. He was actually smart, but he was the only unfortunate one to get caught. He wasn't insane either. It's just that the town's atmosphere got to him. You see, Loughborough is not only the county's second largest settlement, it is also among the top 10 most dangerous towns in his own county. At 16, Jamal was jailed in juvenile prison, and when he got out, he knew it was the end of his education. He found himself caught in bad friendships, got into smoking, and at 18 became a member of a local gang dealing in drugs. Day in and day out, for 2 years, all there was to the Jamaican teen's life was drugs and guns, until he found himself behind bars again. And this wasn't even the last time he sat with the police. A deadly shooting in Loughborough set the town on high alert, and Jamal's gang came under the scrutiny of the police. They hid as well as they could, but at last, every one of them was caught. But only 23-year-old Jamal got convicted and was sentenced to 10 years for attempted murder. Jamal was angry. He had accepted his expulsion from all those schools since he had been in the ring too, wrestling with his friends, but this time he didn't commit the crime. He was innocent. On top of that, he wasn't even granted bail. As prison is, the environment was deadly, and Jamal witnessed many inmates die from fights, and some lost their faith in life and took death upon their own hands. It shook him, but he kept calm. Life kept throwing lemons at him, and he had no idea how to make lemonade. Until he was admitted into a maximum security prison where only high-profile cases are sent. Jamal knew that it takes time and effort to make lemonade, and now all he had was time. He also had questions nobody could answer about life, death, and the hereafter. So he read and kept on reading as many books as he could find. A couple of inmates led him to discussing religion, and a few of them answered his questions so smoothly, he was left wondering why he had never thought of that answer before. Turns out, the inmates were Muslims. Jamal had always known about Islam, but never gave it the time of the day, given the life he was living, but now he was in control. He wanted to become a better version of himself. Jamal opened up books on Islam, read Arabic translations, and debated with his fellow inmates on religion. The Muslim brothers in prison asked Jamal if he was ready to take his shahada, but he kept prolonging it. Soon. That was all they heard. One of them asked Jamal, "What's making you delay it when tomorrow you might not even wake up?" That was the last push Jamal needed. 5 years down his sentence, Jamal finally declared his faith, took the shahada, and became a Muslim. His family greeted his new faith calmly and welcomed their son with open arms. Though straying off drugs, and maintaining haya from women was hard. Jamal kept strong and focused on praying. He had memorized all 5 salats in a week's time, including the Arabic verses. Then came Ramadan, and fasting was as difficult as he had imagined, but faith in Allah allowed him to be patient. SubhanAllah, may Allah bless our hearts with such iman. Ameen.